This program may contain materials not suitable for smarter audiences. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to Growing Up Optional,
the podcast for kids who think beyond their years.
And for grown-ups who still refuse to act their age.
We are your hosts.
My name is Brian.
And my name is Jenny.
We are recording right now in an undisclosed location in the Philippines, home of some of the best musicians in the world.
Oh, you are so right. Today is October 11 in the year of your Lord, 2015.
And this is episode 2.
Alright, episode 2.
Yeah.
It all seems like just last week when we started episode 1. Because
it was last week.
Alright, welcome to the podcast.
What's going on inside Brian and Jenny's head? Brain matter.
Brain matter. Thank you, Richard Dawkins. Mm-hmm. That was Richard Dawkins. For this episode, we're going to talk about teaching kids
to play musical instruments, or encouraging kids to play
musical instruments. Or if you're a kid and you want to bug your parent to buy you a musical instrument, or you want to learn a musical instrument, or if you're a parent and you want to encourage your kids.
Don't force them, but encourage them.
Not force them, just encourage them to play a musical instrument. This episode is for you. Because there are parents, there are kids, you know, who want to play a musical instrument, but their parents won't let them. We'll do a reenactment. You're a kid and you want to ask me. Okay. I'm a parent.
What do I ask?
You want to play a musical instrument?
Dad, I want to play an instrument.
No!
You scared me for real!
See? So that's a reenactment of, you know, how it's probably like for some families.
Yeah.
Okay, so background. So Brian here, you play
drums.
You play drums, right? So how long have you been playing drums?
Since I was 9, so I guess 4 years.
4 years ago. Okay. So did your dad encourage you to?
No, I wanted to be different. I wanted to be because I'm a girl and not a lot of girls play drums, so I wanted to do that. But my dad is a musician also as well, so.
I hear he's good.
Well, he is.
I hear he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Okay, anyway. So, how did you learn how to play drums?
Oh, I actually, I formally took lessons.
So, you could read notes
and
stuff?
Yeah, I read notes.
Okay, so right now we're going to tell them, okay, so you have a good background. So, we have a resource here who actually knows how to play an instrument. Let's talk about the benefits, right? What do kids get out of it? Okay, so one, it builds
confidence and discipline.
So it builds confidence and discipline. Okay, being able to play on stage, you know, it gives you that experience of, you know, being in front of people, and performing.
Yeah, performing.
Performing. So do you have stage fright when you?
Oh no, I've lost my stage fright. You kind of lose it as you keep playing. You lose
But you get nervous, of course.
I get nervous, but not to the point of leaving.
Or crying.
abandoning my performance.
Okay, so that's one. Yeah, it builds confidence and self-discipline. Another thing is that you also meet a lot of cool people, right? So,
nice.
Like in your Facebook, you have a lot of most of your friends.
Most of my friends are musicians.
Also musicians.
Yeah.
And not just like musicians, like professional musicians. So another one is I think it also develops leadership qualities.
Yes, of course it does.
There's a lot of group dynamics in a band, so you
have to work with people.
You need to work with people, and especially if you're the band leader, right?
Yeah.
You know, you should be able to call the shots. You know, you should be able to direct your bandmates. You should be able to
motivate them, or at least
motivate them, encourage them. So it also develops a lot of leadership skills. Another thing is that it's also a medium how you can express yourself.
So
do you express yourself when
you're playing the drums? Because there are different kinds of way to play drums. Like when you're mad, you can play loud, but then when you're not, you know, it's like jazz, it chills.
Yeah, so you want to, and it's not just drums, you know, if you want to play guitar.
Jenny plays guitar.
Jenny's a really good guitar player,
but
I'm not a kid. But yeah, you know, if you you can also use your musical instrument to express yourself.
Yeah.
So if you're sad, if you're happy, you know, you could play different types of music. Yeah. And lastly, and this is the most important one, playing music is sexy.
Yeah.
It's sexy. So you get to get
Them girls.
To get them girls or them boys. You know? So it has a way of, you know, distracting people from how you look like. You know?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But anyway, yeah. So, and the other thing is that in this day and age in technology, it's the best time to actually learn how to play an instrument.
Because everything's already in the internet. And yeah. Like, if you want to learn something, you just, you know, look at it online.
Yeah, there's YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
There's Facebook. There's a lot of tutorials, actual full-blown lessons.
Yeah,
so not like free. in my time, you know, back then, if you want to learn how to play a musical instrument, yeah, you have to know someone
who plays the instrument.
Yeah, someone who, like, if you want to play guitar, you need to know somebody who plays guitar, because there's not a whole lot of resources. We used to, like, look for magazines, and then guitar magazines, and the magazines would have, like, tablatures, and yeah, that's basically how we learn how to play guitar. Or we listen to records, old records, mm-hmm, tapes, cassette tapes. You know,
yeah,
you know,
cassette tapes, of course.
So we listen to that, and then basically we just learn by ear. Right now it's a little different. You know, you could still do that, but
so much easier.
So it's so much easier.
You can
just go to online, and like I said, there's a lot of resources. So let's pretend again. So you're a kid. You're a kid, and I'm a parent. So mm-hmm, you're gonna ask me,
Dad, I want to buy new gear.
Okay. Why, sure. After hearing that, yeah, sure. No, so gear advice. So if you want to, let's say, drums or guitar or bass, if you want to, let's say, get an instrument, Brian and I would recommend that you actually get at least, you know, not the very expensive ones, but at least...
But invest. It's an investment.
Yeah, invest in a really good instrument. Get the mid... It's all right to get the entry level brands, I suppose, but don't get the really cheap ones, because it's just going to frustrate you. If you buy a cheap drum set, yeah, it's not gonna work out, and you're just gonna give up easily, because, you know, it sounds like crap.
Other things, you could, like, join a club,
like in, if you have one in school.
Yeah, because we have one in school, and it's really beneficial, because we get to work with a lot of different musicians, help each other out, and it's just...
Yeah, so find a mentor. The best way is, of course, you know, if you can't afford a drum teacher or a music teacher, you can also, you know, look for friends.
Yeah.
Like what you said, join a club and try as much as possible to
watch live bands.
Yeah, yeah. Watch a lot of live bands. Now, of course, you need to also be considerate, kids. If you do play, like, especially drums, you need to be considerate about the noise.
Yeah.
So, like, you play drums, right?
Yeah, I do.
So, have you had any, like, complaints?
Yes, I have. Our neighbors told my grandmother that they really don't like it when I play in the afternoon,
but
morning.
What sort of music? Or, like, these are, like, rudiments? Or, like,
no, heavy metal, mostly.
You play heavy metal?
Yeah. Usually the double pedal, so...
Okay, so that's, like, really, really loud.
Really, really loud.
So, what have you done?
We bought them a cake. Say, so, like, apologizing for the noise.
Okay, so there. So, if all else fails, you know, buy your neighbors...
buy your cake.
Young fart, old fart.
For this episode of Young Fart, Old Fart, we want to talk about
How music was. Like,
yeah, how music was, like, before and how it is right now. But the thing is, you know, Jenny and I, we
share the same.
We kind of like the same kind of music. Yeah. So, we don't want to bash, you know,
the new music,
because, you know, everybody has preferences.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about, you know, classic rock. Our preference is classic rock,
yeah,
or our old music. So let's probably define what's old music first. Old music is anything that's around before you were born.
Yeah.
So for kids, it's like around 15 years ago. So that's around 2000,
yeah,
2005, well, 2000, year 2000. So that's, like, old already. Or for me, even older is, like, you know,
70s.
The 90s, you know, the 90s. But the stuff that we listen to is, we listen to a lot of, like, 60s, 70s rock,
yeah,
right? So, like, a lot of Led Zeppelin.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, we like listening to Jimi Hendrix. We like Metallica.
I love Metallica.
You like glam rock also. Yeah. So, those are the type of music that we like. Glam rock in particular. Like Guns N' Roses and Poison and things like that. So, we love those that genre. So, here are just some of the reasons why Brian and I, we like listening to old stuff.
Because there are lots of really lot of cool music from around the 60s to the 90s, and it's really the foundation, and it's really really more original.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Actually, did you know Jenny listens to blues?
Yeah, I love the blues. Actually, it really helped me to learn how to play guitar, because most of the guitar solos that are used right now, especially for rock, they're based on the blues riff or the blues scale. So there.
And you used to write for a magazine, right?
Yeah, I used to write for Pulp magazine. There's a blues section there. I used to write for it, but nobody reads it. So yeah, what else? Why do you listen to old stuff?
I listen to old stuff because mostly if you want to jam with professional musicians, they're most likely older than you, and they listen to older stuff.
So if you want to jam with like seasoned musicians, they won't say like, okay, let's play the new One Direction.
Oh my god.
Very unlikely that's gonna happen. Mostly they'll say, okay, let's play some of the basic ones, like the Come Together, or the Beatles. Yeah, those are like most likely the songs that almost every musician, you know, knows how to play.
Yeah.
So what else? What else? Why do you listen to old music?
The dynamics.
Because, okay. So what about the dynamics in the song?
Because I listen to mostly heavy metal, and the reason why I listen to heavy metal is because I don't hear that. When you really listen to it, because I'm a drummer, an example is a song One by Metallica.
One Direction.
One Direction.
No, okay.
It's really complicated. There are lots of grooves, fill-ins, and then...
So what makes it complicated?
It's in between a groove. Or it's like you're just grooving, then suddenly something goes on, like a fill-in or...
In between the song.
But then somehow you have to get back into the groove. It's very complicated. And then that's what I enjoy about the heavy metal. It's... The dynamics, really.
So you learn a lot from it. So it's not just noise.
Yeah, it's not just noise.
Like, yeah, so parents will listen. Hey, what's that crap you're listening to? That's just noise. Okay, but really, you know, there's a lot of things that's going on. Not just in the drums.
In the guitar also,
and the bass. So there's a lot of like really complicated stuff happening all at once when you listen to metal. So it's not just like, you know, all noise, right?
Yeah.
I completely agree. But you know, it's not that we don't listen to new bands.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes.
There are a lot of new bands that we actually dig. Me, for instance, one of the bands that I really love listening to, that's relatively new, is Coheed and Cambria. I was able to watch them here in the Philippines, and by far it's one of the best rock concerts that I've ever been to. Me and my wife, we went there, and it was just awesome. It was just like one of the best experiences that I've had. How about you? Any new bands that you or new music that you listen to?
Yeah, I mostly listen to only like Maroon 5, Paramore.
They're a little bit more techno.
Yeah, they got techno.
They're a little bit like dance music these days. But
before they weren't really that techno, but now they are. So, but Paramore is actually good.
Yeah, I mean, drummers. Actually, even though they're young, they're really, really, really good. For local bands, there are a lot of good local bands that I like. I actually like
Midnight Meetings.
Midnight Meetings is one. Yeah, I like them also. There's this one song, Undefined.
Undefined.
I like that. Yeah. I like it's chill. Yeah. You should check them out. Also, Up Dharma Down.
I love Up Dharma Down.
But you know, they're also a little bit techno. But the singer's really really good.
The singer, the drummer, all of them are good.
Yeah. The bass is actually really good as well. So, I mean, there are a lot of new bands that are actually also good. But we do encourage you to check out some of the older stuff. Like we said, it is the foundation. Most of the new stuff actually came from some of the old stuff, right?
It did.
And And now it's time for Brian and Jenny Recommends.
So earlier, Jenny and I were talking about what made to improve your playing is also watching a lot of live bands. Yeah.
So if you want to like really, really learn, you watch good musicians.
Good musicians. Yeah. Place where we like going is Roadhouse Manila Bay.
Oh, I love it there. Yeah. The Roadhouse Manila Bay, it's at the back of Mall of Asia. So we love it there for a couple of reasons. One,
it's a blues bar.
It's the blues bar here in Manila. If you love live blues music, it's a sin.
Not to
go there, yeah.
And well, the fruit is good.
Yeah, they serve beer. Of course, kids can't drink beer until you're what's the legal age?
21.
Yeah, you can't drink beer, but they serve a lot of great food like burgers,
ribs,
pizza. So yeah, and it's actually very kid friendly. The people there, the staff are very friendly.
Yeah,
so
they are.
We really love it there. And most of all, like we said, the bands that play there, it houses of the great musicians.
In Roadhouse, the ones that play Blue Rascals, Mean Jays.
The Mean Jays.
The Tarantulas.
The Tarantulas. These are the three bands that we've seen live. Actually, we haven't seen the Tarantulas
in a while.
No, we haven't seen them play in Roadhouse.
But they have.
They play there, I think, every Thursdays. But the acoustic is great. The sound quality in the stage is really, really
Although
great.
It's small, though, but still.
Yeah, it's a little small, but, you know, you just probably need to get reservations. But like we said, it's a really great bar. Yeah. And also, they have jam nights, right?
Yeah, they have jam nights.
So I think it's every Sunday. They invite other musicians to go on stage. And I think you get free drinks if you do that. But you play there, right?
Yeah, I've
so
played there.
Brian here has played there twice.
Twice.
You played with two bands already.
Blue Rascals and The Mean Jay.
So how did you get to play there? Did they just like...
Yeah, they just invited me on stage.
And you played. So with the Blue Rascals, what song did you play there?
Cocaine by Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton. Yeah. And then with the other group.
The Mean Jay, I performed Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix.
And talking about, you know, kids who play music, these are like two of the youngest musicians here in Manila who are like so great,
so good.
I think Paul, Marnie,
from Blue Rascals.
Yeah, I think both these bands actually won a blues competition abroad. The Road to Memphis, that's like an international blues competition. And Joko is the...
The youngest endorser of Fender.
Yeah, Fender
guitars. Yeah.
So he's only what?
16.
He's only 16, but oh my God. When I saw them play, I was like, why am I even playing guitar? I mean, they are so good.
Yeah.
So do check them out.
Brian and Jenny definitely recommends Roadhouse.
Your feedback is important to Brian and Jenny. Well, sort of.
So as of today, we have a total of 105 likes.
Yeah.
One of them is you.
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts, but yeah, it's 105 likes so far. So we got a message from Desher Empeño, and he said, and this is about the Suica card.
Yeah.
He said, in Hong Kong, it's actually called an octopus card.
Yeah.
So...
he said, loved your first podcast, and then an okay sign,
alien sign, another okay sign,
and then an alien sign.
So what's an alien sign?
I have no idea.
It's like an avatar.
It's an emoji.
So what does it mean if you say alien sign?
It's out of this world.
Okay. And then we got another message from Eric Fabian. From Facebook as well, upon hearing that we got listed in iTunes, he wrote us a message. Yes. He said, congrats.
<That's>... Yeah.
These are like really sad messages. Anyway, but we did tell
you... Please do send us more messages.
Yeah, send us more messages. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know what you guys like about the show. If there's any like feedback, do let us know. If you want to listen, well... You're already listening, but how do you tell your friends to listen? You tell them to go to Growing Up Optional. You can search the word Growing Up Optional in Facebook. So that's one. You can also tell them to go to growingupoptional.podomatic.com. That's where our media feed is actually hosted.
Yeah.
There's also a button there. You could click it and it goes straight to your iTunes and you could subscribe automatically. We're also on Stitcher. You just search Growing Up Optional, Stitcher.com. Or you could also download your favorite podcast player and you could add our RSS feed. And how to do that, you just go to our Facebook page. You know, we don't have a whole lot of posts. It's really, really easy to search how to do that. And we're also listed in iTunes,
yeah,
right now. So I think the only thing left that we haven't done is like go Jehovah's Witness on you guys and like go door to door, you know. Hey, have you heard about the good news?
Our podcast is out.
Yeah, the podcast is out.
The advantage of subscribing early is actually you could tell your friends that you knew us before we were famous. Yeah.
So it's always a cool thing to be first. You know,
before there was a movie.
Before, you know, Growing Up Optional, the movie came out, you know, I already knew them. So, yeah, please tell your friends about us. Make sure to subscribe. Leave a comment in our Facebook page. Yeah. Write a review in iTunes. So, also, if you want to contact us, you want to send out longer messages.
Yeah, longer messages.
You could go to, you could email us. What's our email address, Brian?
Growingupoptional, that's one word, @gmail.com.
Yep. And again, you could also go to Facebook. Just leave a message there.
Yeah.
And if we like your message, we promise to read them in the next show.
Unfortunately, all good things must come to an end.
So I guess that's all the time that we have left for this episode. Next week, we're going to talk about religion.
Religion.
We're going to cut our subscriber base in half by talking about religion. So do watch out for that.
So I guess that's it. This has been Brian.
And this has been Jenny.
Saying that growing old is inevitable, but growing up will always be optional.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Thanks for listening.
See you next
again,
week.
Please subscribe. See you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye. I think that went pretty well.
Victory whip.
You wanna eat? I'm hungry. Wanna eat?